there are a lot of things that we do and teach on the financial side that can actually move the needle for victims and survivors of domestic violence and financial abuse. So we put together a web page on our Public Wealth Wave website to provide resources and information and testimonials from women about how learning how money works can actually change their situation and improve where they are and where their family is going to end up.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
So you all know that our mission is to eradicate financial illiteracy. At the end of 2019, Tom Matthews, Steve Siebold, and Andy Horner launched the book, How Money Works, Stopping a Sucker, as kind of our first flag in the ground to show that we stand by what our mission is. And then at the beginning of 2020, Tom, Steve, and Andy launched Masterclass 1 and Masterclass 2. And we took those masterclasses in a time when we were all learning how to interact remotely. We were already set up because of Tom's vision to work with people on a remote basis and show them what a difference understanding how money works will make in their lives. Throughout 2020, they launched several other presentations that we could use. Now, 2020 was a really difficult year for a lot of people. And because we were prepared, WealthWave did an amazing job of not only educating people, but growing. Our team alone grew by more than 60% in the middle of a pandemic. And it's all due to the fact that we had these books available, as well as the ability to reach out to people with a multitude of different financial literacy courses. Now, I personally have focused on the Essentials class. It's a one-hour version of Masterclass 1, which is about the financial concepts, and Masterclass 2, which is about the seven money milestones. We've taken the Essentials class, or Essentials course, and we've gone to the HBCUs. HBCU stands for Historically Black Colleges and Universities. Last semester, I actually taught this course to several classes at Morehouse University or Morehouse College here in the Atlanta area. Last week, Felicia Bell, part of our team in California, and I taught this class, or three classes, at Howard University just last week. And we've got another class scheduled to teach next week. Felicia, as well as Anthony, Guy, and some other folks on our Macon team have really been reaching out to the HBCUs around the country, and they have wanted this information. At Howard University, the three classes where we taught the Essentials course had over 400 students who listened to our financial literacy class. So it's kind of amazing what we've been doing, but it's all part of our mission to eradicate or stamp out financial illiteracy. Now, it hasn't stopped with what we're doing with colleges and universities. We've also, for many years, focused on women. We have our No Woman Left Behind presentation, our Let's Talk About Money presentation, as well as our Equal presentation. Why is it so important to make sure we also reach out to women? Well, for 7 years in a row, our broker-dealer was ranked the number one broker-dealer in the entire United States for women representatives, not only based on the number of women financial professionals, but also the ratio of men to women. There are a lot of financial services firms out there that talk about their women's initiative and their outreach to women, and that's great. But if you want to see numbers, we walk the walk. We don't just talk the talk. Reaching out to women is very important to us. Now, last October was Domestic Violence Awareness Month. One in four women will be the victim of domestic violence in her lifetime. The majority of those women will also be subject to financial abuse. So we really took a look at this issue. Victims stay or go back to an abusive situation because of financial obstacles, many of which have been put in place by their abuser, or they are completely financially dependent on their abuser. This is especially true if they have children. Almost every aspect of leaving an abusive situation involves money, from putting gas in the car, to buying a bus ticket or a plane ticket, to getting a new place to live, to putting food on the table. So there are a lot of things that we do and teach on the financial side that can actually move the needle for victims and survivors of domestic violence and financial abuse. So we put together a web page on our Public Wealth Wave website to provide resources and information and testimonials from women about how learning how money works can actually change their situation and improve where they are and where their family is going to end up. We're one of the very few financial firms to address this issue, so I was actually asked to do an interview on Fox News about what we're doing in connecting financial literacy with domestic violence. We're also working on, Dawn Siebold and I, the next book, How Money Works for Women, and we are going to be launching in March. We're going to have more details very soon for you all. But Dawn and I are excited about bringing how money works to life for women and their situations. And Tom, Steve, and Andy are our biggest cheerleaders and also doing a lot to help us get through this. This is one of my favorite quotes from Rosa Parks. Without a vision, the people perish, but without courage, dreams die. Now, we have been very fortunate to be part of this amazing vision that Tom Matthews has kind of created for Wealth Wave and what we do with How Money Works, eradicating financial literacy and growing a very successful financial business, not only for ourselves, but the people who want to work with us. And so we've got that vision. But here's the thing. You've got to find the courage inside of you to make those dreams you want come true. And so we've got the vision. Find that courage inside. Figure out what your dreams are, and let's go conquer the world. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, WealthWave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with WealthWave.